Hello, footies. Welcome to episode 66 of the Foot and Review podcast. Today is Friday, June 5th, and I am your now sometimes solo host, Andrew, foot_AST. Today, we'll cover a few different things that came onto the market as we have a new season. We have Ultimate Tots. We have a new SBC and Dries Mertens. And then I will also give you some tips I have for preparing for the week to come. So the first place I want to start is with Flashback Dries Mertens. They're just like all of the other Flashback SBCs we've been getting. There's a regular SBC that expires in a couple of days, and then there is a non-expiration SBC that is called the premium version. That's the only version you should really consider. The premium version this time around is a 95 rated card. He looks fantastic. If you can find a way to link him up to your Belgians or your Napoli players, he'd be a great link to, of course, Flashback Alon as well. Right now on Xbox, he looks like he's about 426,000 coins. There are four squads to complete. Napoli for 75k, the Red Devils for 75k, Serie A for 109k, and then an 88 rated squad for 167k. You know, for me, he looks like an amazing card, but I don't think I'm going to do him. The price right now is just too steep, but of course if you have a lot of untradeable cards that maybe you just smashed a ton of League One upgrade packs and you have nowhere else to put your untradeable cards, so, you know, that could be a good place to put your untradables. Seems like a good place to me. You know, the other one that I would say was still a good one, I know the guys have talked about this before, but it's the Lucas SBC. That's what I did with my untradable League One players, and I'm going to try him out this weekend. Very excited for that 5-star weak foot. He's still, you know, he is twice the price of Mertens. So if you don't have as many untradables as I do, you know, Mertens is a great option, especially if you're like someone, oh, I don't know, Ben from Foot Fanatic Podcast, who loves a Serie A team. You know, go for this Mertens. Next, I want to talk about the Jack Grealish objective that we have. I am pulling it up now. He is, you know, the only objective card we have so far this season. I expect we probably will get another one. He's a Rivals objective player, 89 rated. Apologies, he's actually 92 rated. English card, left winger from Aston Villa. The objectives here are score finesse goal in two separate rivals matches using EFL championship players. Of course, probably the only way you're going to do that is with a Tots card. Then fleet-footed is assist two goals in two separate rivals matches using max 3-star weak foot players. Assist 10 goals with through balls and rivals using English players. That's 10 goals total, not 10 matches. So that's not a terrible one, even though we know through balls isn't the best way to score goals this year. And then last is called Grealish Genius. Score and assist in 7 separate rivals wins using Premier League midfielders with minimum 4-star skill moves. I think at this point a lot of folks have 4-star skill move Premier League player, so that one's probably the easiest as long as you get 7 wins in rivals. This objective's out for 2 weeks. I don't think he's the best card at this stage of the game. I'm not sure too many people are going to be looking for a card like this, but if you are bored this week and just want to grind out objectives, he's certainly a 92 rated moments card, certainly good for fodder. Not sure he's great for a lot of other stuff. The next thing I wanted to hit on is the new season we got, right? So the last season with icon swaps is now gone. There are no more icon swaps. That's very surprising to me. I know I mentioned on Monday that I think a prime icon SBC is coming. I still think that's the case. It didn't come out today. I think it likely comes out tomorrow or Monday after Weekend League is over. But I do still think we're getting a repeatable prime icon SBC, because otherwise there's no real icons to grind for here. The season progress, we get 2 different options of players. You know, I'm not going to talk about the level 15. These cards, as usual, are just fodder. There's a nice American that I'm excited about. That's certainly who I'll be going for. His name's Sabby. But really, those cards aren't usable at this point in the game. And even with level 30, which is going to take you at least a month to get there, we have a 91 Gabriel Jesus, a 92 Blaise Matuidi, or 92 Julian Draxler. You know, these are all good cards, but at the end of the day, that's going to be in the middle of footies. That's not a, these aren't usable cards. It's pretty disappointing to me. Like, we're all probably going to play foot, and so you'll probably end up getting there. I got there, you know, this time last season pretty easily. But it just, it's just disappointing. I think that's the only way I can say that right now. You know, EA, I hope you, in FIFA 21, I hope you just revamp this. I really love the idea of season objectives, but the level of card for, you know, just, it's been underwhelming. I'm a little bit at a loss for words to explain what they should be doing here, but if you get to the end of a level, the card you get should at least be playable by the time you're able to get them. And so far this season, that has really almost never been the case. Maybe the Fred card, that set, maybe those guys were playable, but even then, that was a stretch. Other than that, there's, you know, your typical packs that you can get in here, which are nice to get. There's nothing special about any of the season objectives. They're kind of the same rinse and repeat ones we've seen before. The lone icons that we're getting this time around appear to be Pirlo and Ronaldinho, both moments. So those will be fun to play with. But, yeah, generally pretty boring on the new season, in my opinion. So the big thing today is Ultimate Tots. The EA re-released all the highest-rated cards back into packs. It's everyone you thought it would be. I don't, personally, zero surprises for me. I guess maybe Alisson is not in this. That's a surprise, but that's a minimal surprise at best. You know, all of our 99 rated cards, 98 rated cards are in this SBC, or in this TOTS, exactly you'd expect. So, what do you want to do from here? I think I said on Monday that if you had any of these high rated cards, you wanted to sell them before we got to today, so I hope you did that. Because these cards are dropping, and they're going to continue to drop. It's the rule. So the general rule, when the cards are supplied, they're going to drop. So, you know, even today, we've already seen huge drops, especially in the lower-end cards. Kimmich on Xbox has gone from 350 to 2, when I'm recording, 220. Carvajal has gone from just under 300k to now 185. Trent Alexander-Arnold is under 190. He was consistently at 300, 350. Jadon Sancho has dropped from, I believe, 900k at one point last week to 650k, and so on. So, you know, there's big drops are happening even on the big end cards. I know Ronaldo's down a lot, Mane is down, Mbappe looks like he's down. So while these cards are in packs, you know, they're going to be dropping. So I think maybe the best day to look to get them is on Sunday. Weekend league sell-off, a lot of folks are going to say the game is dying, but if you don't think the game is dying, if you're still playing, you know, give it a look on Sunday, try to track the price of these cards, set a price that you think is good, and then that's when you should buy it. So the last thing I want to talk about is the Ultimate Tots SBC, and I think you should start preparing now. I partly think that because I think a Prime Icon SBC is coming, so I think that is going to be very expensive. I think High Rated Fodder is going to double, if not triple in some cases. So I think you really want to prepare this weekend before that repeatable SBC comes out. I know you all have a lot of untradeables ready, so I think it's just easiest just to build a squad in foot just to see what you need, see what other cards you need to purchase off the market. Right now, I'm thinking the Ultimate Tots SBC, Guaranteed SBC, will be either an 88 or 89 rated. Given how many good cards are in this, I, you know, 89 rated would not surprise me. You know, probably a lot of us are going to pack Hummels or one of the goalkeepers and be very disappointed in that, but, you know, there's a lot of upside here to get a million coin card. So I think 89 is a very reasonable price range to assume. I think it's probably going to take two Team of the Season cards. Again, that shouldn't be that hard. We all have a lot of Team of the Season cards at this point, but you know, just want to make sure that you have those stacked up and ready to go. Plenty of objective cards have come out that you could have completed that hopefully you have. Hopefully you're holding on to your João Pedros and your whoever you packed in these guaranteed SBCs and the like to meet the two TOTS requirements, and if not, go out and purchase a couple of the cheaper ones. Also, I think this is going to require 70 chem, so just bear that in mind. You might want to be thinking about just one league rather than multiple leagues. So you could look at something maybe like, right now, obviously, Latin America is still in packs, so you could look at maybe trying to build an Argentina-type SBC squad, something like that. So, you know, just my suggestion here is really just be prepared. It's really my suggestion always, but especially now when I think expensive SBCs are coming, and it's one we're all going to want to do to get that shot at Ronaldo or Messi or Neymar, or I think the second most expensive of all these guys is Wassan Ben Yedder, who is, by all accounts, fantastic. So, you know, I think just prepare for this, because we're all going to want to do it. This is why we play the game, to get the best cards. So just be prepared. And with that, I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-U-T. F-U-T.
T.
T. In view.
F-U-T. Drop it.